Joe V. The Beaner. He's a spick without a soul, with a brown skin type and a nigger nose, and a history of burning coal. Joe V. The Beaner is a transgender, they say. He's like a mulatto, but the Spaniards know how he came to life one day. A Sephardi made some mamzers with that old Indian he found. When Joe V came out, he hit his head, and his skin came out shit brown. Joe V, the Beaner, looked like shit and smelled like pee. And the white men say, he's a spick that's gay. He thinks he's white like you and me. Brappity brap brap, brappity brap brap, looking at Joe V post. Brappity brap brap, brappity brap brap, go back to Mexico. Joe V, the Beaner, drew Antifa out. That day, he fought that scum and was knocked on his bum. Now he's out again in May. So down to the city with a Swazi flag in his hand, trying to be white in Union Square like the dumbest mamzer in the land. He was knocked down hard that day by commies in the town. He's the dumbest fact the movement has, and he thinks that he's not brown. For Joe V, the Beaner, had to hurry and run away. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry. He'll rape a white woman one day.
New York City, and I'll be damned if I ever register a firearm. Yes, I said it out loud. Did I incriminate myself? Probably, but you know what? I believe in the Second Amendment.
Go back to Mexico.